We actually have seen more than one of these black hole mergers. We've seen actually two about equally good, although the one that we talked about, you can see with your eyes. The second one is a one with lighter black holes in it. They're not so heavy, and the ringing is a lot longer, and you can't see it without all the fancy data analysis. And then there's a third source, which we already have published, but now that we have seen that, the other one, we also believe that could very well be a black hole pair. So we have three sources, let's call it three sources, in 3 months. Now, if we make design sensitivity, we have improved the apparatus by another factor of 3. Now, how does that translate into rate? It turns out if you look with a sensitivity 3 times better than we have, you can look 3 times deeper into the universe. And that says the volume of the universe that you're looking at is 3 to the cube. So that's about 27, or call it 30 in round numbers. So instead of seeing one a month of these black hole pairs, we should see one or maybe one every 2 days or one every day. That's going to change the character of how we operate completely. At that moment, launched into what I call the astronomy that's associated with gravitational wave astronomy. That's going to be a big day.